CNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, a new session of in-person group music classes, including ensembles for rock, Americana, bluegrass, and more, is underway. Details at swallowhillmusic.org.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. On a glorious Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range, the ice rink has melted. We're back to just being able to walk around without having to worry about falling every step. So enjoy it. Walk with carefree abandon and enjoy this beautiful day. If you're not listening today, you're listening some other time. I hope you are enjoying whatever's going on for you in your life. And thank you for joining me today. A lot of great music ahead in the program, if I do say so myself. I'm looking forward to getting to it. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me via telephone, 303-442-4242, or email dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Let's start in Morocco.
ضيعت حياتي ما كنت انا كيف الناس عقلي أموي ولو مسعدي أموي لومي الظروف اللي ما فهمتني ولومي الحظ أموي ولومي السعد أموي لومي ليا اللي ما رحمتني واحد زهرو في الدنيا عايش ومرتاح ما طار هم الوالو كي تمزا وصبا وانا يموي انتي انا قتلني الجرام غدايدي غدايدي على كل We'll be right back.
Good afternoon to you. This is Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday, coming your way on your community radio station, KGNU. Thank you for joining me on this lovely day during this hour. Hope you're enjoying the music thus far. We began, as I mentioned at the top, in Morocco, Moulay Ahmed El Hassani. And Msha Omri, a classic track, and that comes from a great compilation off the Hive Mind label called The Uncanny Times. And then from Denver, Afrobeat Troupe Atomga, from a great compilation out on the NYP Records label called Be My Voice, and their song Lucidity. Right now in the background from Birmingham, UK, it is Sam Redmore and a single called Nagu. So yeah, that's what we've been listening to. I don't have much more to say. I don't have any tickets to offer you today, so I hope you'll just stick around strictly for the music. I hope to make it worth your while. We've got some new stuff coming up, some not so new stuff, of course, and a lot in between. The best sounds from all around. It's Terrasonic on Listener Power, KGNU. 31 and a half minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, a bit over halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me.
Allez.
for today's trip. Hope you are enjoying it. We just listened to the gorgeous voice of Susana Baca from her latest Palabras Urgentes and a track called La Herida Oscura, The Dark Wound. Before that, Barreto, Cumbia Circular featuring Maria Cardona on the vocals, and that comes from the Agogo 2021 compilation from Agogo Records. And a new track from Berlin-based, Peruvian-born Sofia Cortesis. And a new single from her called Estación Esperanza, inspired by and featuring Manu Chao, an artist whose music symbolizes hope to Sofia Cortesis, and that's what her music is about. And cool to grow up listening to Manu Chao and then have him guest on her record, which is out on Ninja Tune. And right now in the background, going back to about 2004, it's Gaudi from Bass, Sweat, and Tears and Babylon Flamenco featuring Barcelona's Ojos de Brujo. Pretty cool groove there. Not surprising, coming from Gaudi and the host of Brujo. I hope you are enjoying the groove today. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want to say, I'm here at 303-442-4242. You can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
About 11 minutes before the top of the hour here, and this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is rounding into the home stretch. We just listened to Waganda, Kenya, and a classic, Yoro, from Palenque Palenque, Champeta Criolla, and Afro Roots in Colombia, 1975 to 1991. And that compilation came out on the Holy Warbles label. That's not right. I'm not sure what, I believe it came out maybe on, I don't know. I'm not sure. I apologize for that. But really great collection that came out back in about 2010. Before Waganda, Kenya, another release from a few years back, 2009, and Mulatto Estatke and Heliocentrics, Inspiration Information, the album, and Cha-Cha, the track. And from the abominable EP out recently from L. Michaels Affair, we heard Cham Cham. Right now in the background from Montpellier, France, based now, but originally from Tunisia, it's Khalil Epi and Imed Alibi from a new record called Frigia and a song called Analog Bedoui. Still some music to come in Terrasonic before we wind it down for headlines from the BBC. Following that, at about 6 minutes after one, it'll be Reggae Bloodlines with The Groove Thief, bringing it to you from KGNU's Denver studio until 4 o'clock, and then back to Boulder for 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. D. Ryder, your host today. Full hour of news from the Beeb at 6, and then at 7 o'clock it's Sound Lab with Damon Haley. Grateful Dead Hour at 8, Electronic Air at 9 with Terry Donovan, and Under the Floorboards closes out KGNU's Saturday of Music with Mark Flanagan. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Let's catch the last couple minutes of this groove, and then we'll come back to say goodbye. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Hashish, my fish, go fast. que vivi. Tenho tantas horas, ainda por vir. Tantas poucas horas, ainda por vir. Eu moro na tua, me desmoronando. Não gosto do medo que venho morando nas últimas horas que vivi. Tenho tantas horas ainda por vir. Não moderei minha própria carne, não. Não causarei minha própria dor. Estou tentando fugir do labirinto que sinto. Não morderei minha própria carne, não. Não causarei minha própria dor. Ao menos estou fugindo, tentando fugir do labirinto que sinto. Do labirinto que sinto.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and this week's episode of Terrasonic is coming in for a landing. That was Wax Poetic from the record Brasil, which came out in 2007 on the New Blue label, and one of my favorite tracks, Labyrinto. In the background right now, the positive and the negative, the Mr. Bongo 7-inch edit just came out yesterday. This song's been out for a while. Minoru Murayoka is the artist. Some Japanese spiritual jazz from way back. And this track now covered by Surprise Chef out on Mr. Bongo. And then the B-side is this Mr. Bongo edit. Super cool track that's going to take us out. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thank you very much for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other this week, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic. Enjoy your weekend. Take care.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Fierce fighting has continued for a third day in northern Syria between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces guarding a prison where thousands of suspected IS members are held. It's one of the biggest attacks staged by Islamic State since losing the last territory it held in Syria almost 3 years ago. This report from Sebastian Usher.
Since IS launched its assault on the jail in Hasaka on Thursday night, the showdown between its fighters and the Kurdish-led SDF has developed into a major battle. The US-led coalition has been providing air support for the SDF, which has been confronted by IS militants. Local residents have fled, but several have been killed, while both IS and the Kurdish forces have suffered heavy losses. The SDF has long warned that it cannot detain indefinitely or put on trial the thousands of prisoners it holds.
The Kuwaiti foreign minister, who's in Beirut, has said that his visit is intended to rebuild trust with Lebanon. He said his trip was coordinated with other Gulf countries. He's the first top Gulf Arab official to go to Lebanon since a diplomatic row erupted in October. Ukraine has denounced Germany's response to the massing of Russian troops on its border. The foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, accused Berlin of undermining Western unity by refusing to transfer weapons to Ukraine. Paul Adams reports.
Western military and diplomatic support for Ukraine continues to build. A shipment of around 90 tons of American weapons has arrived. Britain has already sent anti-tank missiles, and the Baltic states, Estonia, Lithuania and Latvia, say they intend to send weapons too. But Ukraine's foreign minister today criticised Germany for its refusal to join the effort, accusing Berlin of undermining unity. Russia's military build-up continues. Su-35 fighter jets have started relocating to Belarus, and anti-aircraft missile systems are on their way from the Far East.
Ethiopia's deputy army chief has threatened to eliminate Tigrayan forces despite indications of a possible thaw in relations between the two sides. They've been at war for over a year. General Abay Bor Tadesse told state-affiliated media that the army was planning to enter the regional capital, Mekele, and there would be no negotiations. More from Mary Harper.
This flies in the face of earlier moves that have been made, I don't know how sincere they are, by the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who last month called for national reconciliation. A number of political prisoners were released. Also, the Tigray People's Liberation Front has said that it's committed to finding a peaceful solution. So the words of the Deputy Army Chief do contradict the kind of mood music that's been coming out of Ethiopia in the past few weeks.
This is the world news from the BBC. Officials in the Afghan city of Herat say at least six people have been killed in a bomb attack on a passenger vehicle. The explosion took place in a neighbourhood dominated by ethnic Hazaras. No group has said it carried out the attack. There have been several similar bombings in recent months in parts of Kabul and in the northern city of Kunduz, where Hazara Shias live. The Roman Catholic Church is due to beatify four people in El Salvador who were murdered by right-wing death squads more than 40 years ago. Among them are two priests who were known for helping the poor. Rory Gallimore reports.
El Salvador's civil war began in the late 1970s and lasted more than a decade. The military-led government used brutal tactics to silence its opponents, including, at times, members of the clergy. One such victim was Cosme Sposotto, an Italian missionary. He was shot dead at an altar in 1980. 3 years earlier, Rutilio Grande, a Jesuit priest known for speaking up